This is an Enterprise Times podcast. I'm here with Dr. Roland Abel, Employee Experience Solutions Strategy Consultant at Qualtrics. Hello, Roland.
Hello, Steve.
What actually is employee listening?
Good question. Employee listening is collecting opinions, attitudes, ideas of employees in moments that matter on a wide range of topics. The most important or famous one is employee engagement. But nowadays, more and more topics are added on life cycle stuff, quick pulse surveys, topic-specific surveys like mental health, well-being, and many other things, and even experiences with processes and tools.
There's a number of things which answer this question to a certain extent, but why is it important for businesses to take it seriously?
Because you can improve your business. If you, for example, have a chance to improve the employee experience and act on the feedback, you can enhance your engagement. Engagement typically drives business performance and various other KPIs like customer satisfaction. But you can also reduce your retention risks and replacement costs, just two things, and becoming a more attractive employer, creating lots of ambassadors in your company. These are just a few of the reasons, but I think there are hundreds of more reasons.
You talk there about taking action because it's not just about listening, is it? It's about analyzing the data once you've listened and then actually doing something about it.
Two things. This listening itself should create a dialogue, which is the first important value of it. Creating a dialogue typically shows that you appreciate people, that you have a sincere interest in them, and that's a signal. But the other important piece is to take actions on the findings and not just do that in an isolated way, but also, again, in an involvement exercise and communicating the progress to the people all the time or even measuring the progress with the same tools.
So is this just an HR initiative? Because taking action surely could be at multiple levels within the business.
It depends, of course, of the listening exercise. The typical engagement surveys, the big ones, the action planning phase is certainly led by the management, by the different managers on the different organizational layers. HR is more coordinating that. But let's say the pulse surveys or life cycle surveys typically have owners like HR for onboarding or exit surveys or post-parental surveys. In these survey activities, they are the ones who are driving the action planning process normally. But it can be also other ones like communications and marketing, if you measure the impact of communication channels and these kinds of things.
When you say kind of management, is that going up to senior leadership as well?
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the most emotional discussions you can have with senior leadership when they see how others are thinking about their performance. It's kind of like a mirror. And one of the ambitions of a better way of listening nowadays is to take out the emotional pressure a little bit, creating more dialogue events also with the top executive team, and talk about more topics on a more regular basis and create a dialogue routine together with them.
You talk about using pulse survey and there are different types of things you can do, but is there a risk of getting survey fatigue amongst employees on this?
Definitely there's a risk if you just replicate this engagement survey monster. But our research has shown that most people are willing to answer at least 4 surveys per year or even more. The younger the people are, the more willing they are to give feedback. And if you do it right, it doesn't necessarily have to result in survey fatigue, especially because you keep people's concerns on the radar. And then they are typically very grateful to contribute with their feedback. And especially in times of increasing complexity, in times of constant change and transformation, this is a balancing element to give some stability and expectation management.
You're talking about employee surveys quarterly, but surely pulse surveys are normally more frequently than that because they're a lot shorter, aren't they?
Pulse surveys mostly have shorter questionnaires, and the reporting depth is normally not as big as we have it in the normal engagement surveys, but the rhythm can vary. It can be on a quarterly basis or monthly basis, depending on the target group and the topic.
What are the latest trends you're seeing in employee listening?
There are two very big trends, and all the other ones can be assigned to them. One is that more and more companies are willing to run surveys or the whole listening program themselves. Normally they need some help and training at the beginning, over the shoulder guidance, for example, but they are looking for platforms where they can implement the listening program themselves. Otherwise, if they always have to rely on a vendor, they always have to wait. And nowadays, technology allows to do it yourself. That's one big trend. The other big trend, in my opinion, is the integration of all these topics, exercises, survey exercises, and target groups. For example, we at this conference talk a lot about X and O data. Bring that together is just one way of integrating it, but also integrating data from different surveys like customer satisfaction measurement and employee experience measurement, but also integrating all survey tools into one platform, which was not always the case in the past, and also integrating, for example, qualitative stuff into the normal analysis, integrating even social media feedback into the text analysis tools so that you can create different perspectives on the various topics.
What you're saying is an instance whereby you might do an employee survey where the employees will say one thing within their employee survey, but actually on social media they might be saying something slightly different.
You always have to be careful in the interpretation, because in the social media it's not representative in most cases. In the other, let's say, internal analysis, people may have been not that open. You have to balance the different views and then try to derive the right conclusions.
We're talking about employee listening platform. But doesn't that, or shouldn't that, also feed into other technology platforms like HCM?
Yeah, in two ways. And that's certainly something we are working on at SAP and Qualtrics. One is that you can trigger surveys based on, for example, success factor events or changes like promotions or performance management processes and these kinds of things. Or whenever someone is onboarded, he gets a survey in an automated way. And that's possible already. The other thing, and we haven't made our mind on that in total because we are so new in the SAP family, but I think also the feedback itself can be fed into the SuccessFactor tools, for example, and may be used as a baseline, for example, for target setting of managers and other things.
Are there any privacy concerns around employee listening?
Yeah, you have to be very careful. GDPR is something which everyone is talking about at the moment, but I think most vendors are ready for it. There are a couple of things, the normal security stuff, but the anonymity concern is always a big one, especially in my home market, which is Germany and Austria, where we have the works councils who insist on anonymity. And that's quite important. And you always have to find a good way to guarantee that in the participation itself, but also in the reporting. When you build reports, you have to create a minimum group size, for example, and make sure that you cannot derive conclusions from the comparison of different reports, for example. That's quite a big challenge, but you have to talk to your clients before.
What are the challenges for adoption for employee listening?
Most companies are running an engagement survey already. So there's a general baseline, which is good, but the majority still sticks to the traditional annual or biannual engagement survey. And some of the reasons why they are not including more listening formats, for example, are the fear of survey fatigue or survey toxic. Some are a bit afraid of too much work for HR, and some are even afraid of the pressure that it creates in these, for example, top executive discussions and also with supervisory boards, works councils, and so on.
That raises the question that it's not just that survey fatigue around employees, but it's also HR have got to find the time to manage the process. The managers have got to have the time to actually create the actions that have come out of the analytics for that process as well.
That's correct. If you do it right, the type of work for managers changes. It's getting less work on the administrative side because it takes you less time to prepare your organizational hierarchies, to prepare your user lists or to build your dashboards, but you have to coordinate all of the survey activities. And if you do it right, a bit of decentralization to a certain extent is also very helpful to allow, for example, some managers who never had the chance to address their topics before, to allow them to run a little study themselves or together with their local HRBP. And that additional relevance created by the technology or by the option to use the technology is a huge gain in comparison to the past. One of the biggest pain points of traditional engagement survey was always a kind of bias. You have created your questionnaire on the top executive level from a corporate point of view, and maybe you have allowed supplementary items for your big divisions. And then you have run your follow-up process in an avalanche of team workshops where you discussed about the vision of the company, how top management is doing in terms of communicating and other things. But the middle level has never been really involved. It didn't really matter for them. And with new technology, you can now involve them in a much better way and enhance the chances for change. That's actually the main reason why you run the survey.
You mentioned that companies often just adopt the annual or biannual survey. Should they? What is the best practice approach for employee listening?
Continuing with the traditional engagement survey is not bad because it's the only way how you can involve everyone in the organization, because you create reports even on team level typically and you address a wide range of topics. But that's not enough because, as mentioned, people really want to be heard more often. I would add a couple of pulse surveys on engagement. I would send different topics at different times to different target groups and coordinate that in central HR. And also think about additional topics like life cycle surveys or, for example, compliance surveys or safety surveys, depending on your target groups. Make it more relevant for the dedicated groups of people.
The actions that come out of those surveys also spread the workload, don't they? The problem sometimes with annual surveys is suddenly you have an annual survey, they do lots of analysis, and suddenly you say, well, we've got 60,000 actions for our managers to take on the back of that one employee survey, isn't it?
Yeah, but that hasn't changed in comparison to the past. What's nowadays possible is to track that, to remind people to not forget their plans and to give them best practice advice in the technology. As a client, you can even include what you have already and assign that to the questionnaire items to ensure that your recommendations within your company are taken from the managers to follow up on their main weaknesses, for example, or engagement drivers. And that's a pretty good way to combine different types of work that are done in HR anyway.
Where do companies go wrong?
Not running more than just the annual or biannual engagement survey. Many of them are not encouraged enough. For example, also get rid of their paper questionnaires, even the very traditional ones, because in my opinion and my experience, they always believe that people are not that willing to use new technology. But in their private life, they are doing that all the time, and they underestimate people's willingness to work differently. That's one of the pitfalls. The big pitfalls in the survey business are really on the detailed level, like managing organizational hierarchies, for example. Role-based concepts in your technology are always lots of reasons for complaint, but now it's easier, and that's the good news for all the companies.
What's in the future for employee listening?
No one knows, but integration of X and O data is certainly one topic. Personally, I believe that when we talk about moments that matter, these will not only be the typical touch points with the organization in your employee journey, like onboarding, exit, and these kinds of things, but I think it's also more in the interaction with processes and tools and give feedback instantly when you have made good experiences or not so good experiences and let respective owners know about that immediately. I think that's something which is coming. And technology is evolving all the time, and it will allow probably to include a lot more of the vocal stuff in the future. I also believe it will be integrated in many more tools and accessible by many more tools in the future.
When you say tools, can you explain what you mean by that?
I could imagine that, I'm not just talking about EX, but if you're sitting in your car, for example, that this car is asking you a couple of questions about your experience and that you just answer them while you've started your car, and then this is automatically processed somewhere else. That could be one option, but there are certainly plenty of other ones.
When you talk about X and O data, could you explain what that means?
X data is the experience that people make as an employee or as a customer or with your products or with your brands. And O data is obviously all the data that, for example, your company has in their system about, I don't know, how you've processed from A to B.
if you're delivering employee listening, are there any key metrics you can measure to see if that's successful or to see whether you need to improve it and become more successful at all?
One is a repeat survey where you hopefully see that the scores increase because you have worked on the results. Another one is the intensity of the action planning process, which you can also measure in the respective tools, in the action planning tools, where you can see how many people have completed their actions and how many of them are overdue and so on. You can also ask employees about their experience in the follow-up process, for example. Because at the end of the day, the success of employee listening is the change initiated. And that needs to be measured in order to see if the dialogue encouraged by the survey has been successful.
How do you know you're listening to every employee? Because one of your metrics should be surely, it's great sending out surveys, you get the responses, you have a subset of your employees that is not responding. Is that a key metric that you need to measure? But then the follow-up question to that is, if you have that issue, what can you do to fix it?
Yes, the response rate is definitely a measure, but from my experience, that's not an area of concern in 80% of the companies because the response rates are quite high, and that shows people's willingness to contribute and express their opinion. In those companies where you really have difficulties in involving people, you have to become better in the change process and show that it's worth to contribute more, and that can only be done by really focusing on the follow-up process.
What's the first step they should take on this journey to deliver employee listening?
It depends on the maturity level of the companies. As you mentioned, some companies are not even running a normal survey. Some just run the survey. Some are very mature because they have a complete program. But I think for every maturity level, you can do the next step. On the low maturity level, you can, for example, start with a little engagement pulse. If you don't have the courage to include a full engagement survey immediately, the engagement survey itself, you can add maybe a couple of life cycle elements or two or three pulse surveys on engagement, and that's actually the majority of all clients. If you have a very mature program, you can rethink your way of asking, for example, getting rid of all these traditional benchmark questions, which are not really reflecting the employee's reality anymore, or revising your action planning process. Instead of creating avalanches of workshops, which are very time consuming for everyone, you may want to create some cross-department activities, or there are plenty of ideas. One thing all companies would have in common, starting with the planning workshop to define your listening strategy. Where do you want to be? Where are we at the moment? What is realistic? What is maybe too ambitious? And then start from there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you too. It was a pleasure.